Good morning, everybody. This is First Warning Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. Hope you're having a great start to the Christmas holiday week. We've got some really cold temperatures this morning. We dropped down to 18 degrees this morning, and this afternoon we're going to really struggle to get back into the middle 40s. Tonight's big story really is the total lunar eclipse, which is going to occur exactly on the same day that we have the winter solstice, the official beginning of winter. That hasn't happened in over 460 years. Wrote a great blog about it. Make sure you check it out. It's on our Facebook page as well as my Twitter account. The cool thing about that is that you rarely see that happen on the same day. The bad news for us is I'm tracking some high clouds. I attached a picture to my audio update here and it shows the high clouds off to the west. Those are the one things that could inhibit our viewing. Now this is going to happen roughly around 3 o'clock in the morning. I think we could sneak out some visibility, but you may be looking through a thin veil of clouds to look at the lunar eclipse tonight. Tomorrow will be a day with some clouds increasing and maybe a few showers and maybe a little bit of ice in the mountains, though I'm not overly impressed with this system for your Tuesday. Now, the middle of the week to the end of the week looks dry. Temperatures actually somewhat pleasant, upper 40s to low 50s. Now, the weekend's looking kind of interesting. Christmas Eve and the Christmas Day, we've got a couple models that are kind of all over the place. We got a storm. Finally, there's a storm that's going to be around for Christmas. The question is, what's the track going to be? One model tracks the storm well to our south, which puts us in the cold sector and increases our chance for seeing some snow. The other one keeps it right over us, if not slightly to the north. That means more rain, or maybe a little bit of a mix at the very tail end on Christmas morning. I do think the mountains, you have the best chance, about 80% probability now of seeing a white Christmas. It's the foothills down into the Piedmont that I'm still a little questioning what's going to happen. So we've got about another 24 hours of model runs that I think will be key on to what's going to happen for Friday night into Saturday. But needless to say, the snow meter is going to be out this week for the Christmas forecast just because it's Christmas and a lot of people like to see snow on Christmas. So stay tuned for that. We definitely will have a Christmas snow meter out every day this week for this storm heading our way for the upcoming weekend. Hope you're having a great day. And if you have any questions, as always, you can send me an email, a tweet, or a post on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great Monday and we'll see you starting at 4 o'clock on News Channel 36.